The cascade vapor compression refrigeration cycle is two simple VC cycles in series. The lower cycle cools the refrigerated space, and the upper cycle cools the lower cycle. Now, this is accomplished with a heat exchanger. This heat exchanger acts like an evaporator for the upper cycle and like a condenser for the lower cycle. The energy released by the refrigerant in the lower cycle as it condenses in the heat exchanger is absorbed by the refrigerant in the upper cycle, causing it to evaporate. Now, the flow rates through the two cycles must be carefully matched to obtain good efficiency and to avoid damaging the upper cycle compressor. The cascade cycle has one special advantage. It can use different refrigerants in the two cycles. This makes it fairly easy to ensure that the pressure in the evaporator is above atmospheric pressure by choosing the right refrigerant for the lower cycle. It also makes it fairly easy to get the operating pressure of the condenser in the optimal range. Just pick a refrigerant with a low enough vapor pressure at the temperature of the condenser. Okay, so now we see how the cascade cycle addresses the operating pressure problems in the cycle. But how does the cascade affect the coefficient of performance of the cycle? Flip the page and let's see.